The ride-hailing service, rather Uber, has waged many battles against regulators around the world, but in the globe's biggest market, it's fighting a different foe. In China, Uber is locked in a multi-billion dollar battle with a powerful local rival. Cut price fares and subsidies for drivers have forced both companies to raise more capital, and the stakes couldn't be higher. China correspondent Bill Birtles reports.
Yeah.
Xunhui is at the front line of one of the biggest corporate battles in the world. And with his well-looked-after Buick sedan and bottles of free water, he's doing all he can to capture a small slice of the action.
If it's busy, you could make about $30,000 a year driving an Uber here.
That's more than the average salary in China. And Mr. Chun quit his job to drive for Uber 13 hours a day. But he has divided loyalties. While most of his customers come from Uber, he also, from time to time, finds fares using its main rival, Didi Chuxing. In Australia and many other cities around the world, Uber's biggest challenge has been from regulators and the traditional taxi industry. But in China, the $80 billion tech giant is an underdog in a two-horse fight for control of the rapidly growing market.
The competition between Uber and Didi Kuaidi is actually throughout the entire country of China, and it is incredibly ferocious. Both of these companies are throwing literally billions of US dollars into winning the market and hoping to knock the other one out.
Beijing-based startup consultant Andy Mok has watched the battle between the two companies unfold. He wasn't surprised when Uber recently announced it had spent more than $1 billion in China in just the last year.
So they're spending that money on offering subsidies. So, for example, if a cab ride normally cost $5, say, they would say to the customer, to the consumer, well, we'll only charge you $2. And therefore subsidize the other $3 of that cab ride. But they'll still pay the cab driver $5, and in fact may even pay more than $5 to encourage more drivers to join their platform. So that's where all the money is being spent.
And it's a real war of attrition, with the companies foregoing profit and raising several rounds of investment capital to keep the subsidy splurge going. And in a country that has shut out many US tech giants, Uber is playing a smart game. It has major Chinese investors and has created a separate subsidiary based on the mainland. It says it can outlast Didi by offsetting losses from profits made in other countries. Didi says it's now breaking even in half the cities it operates in, and the company claims to have more than 85% of the market share. Andy Mok.
In theory, at least, this can go on for quite a long time because the amount of capital available globally is enormous.
As the subsidies lure more drivers to sign up, the competition gets stiffer. And those behind the wheel, like Beijing driver Tsai Ping, know the subsidized rides can't last forever.
Business at the moment isn't all that good. They want to gain market share, and in the future they'll make money. Already the subsidy they pay us is very little. Before it was quite high, but now it's getting lower and lower, and then at some point it won't be anything. When that happens, they'll make money from this platform quite quickly.
For now, the battle to control the roads of China continues. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for The World Today.